Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Good to be hanging out with you today. We are going to talk about something that I think everybody wants to hear that owns a cleaning company or any company, which is how to supercharge growth. Having had the honor and pleasure of getting to coach, hundreds of, probably thousands at this point personally, but definitely hundreds and certainly thousands through our broadcast, you start looking for patterns of what works and what doesn't work and how to grow and how not to grow. And I want to share those with you now, as opposed to, you know, let's make this an open book test in terms of what's working and what's not. So if you are here to supercharge your growth, you are in the right place. The problem is you are working oftentimes as hard as you know how to work, probably harder than you should be. And you know that you were put on this earth to do something not smarter. I didn't know what to do. I just kept work. And I couldn't get the results that I want, and I hate to see other people go through that. So we're going to talk about how to get that now, because the problem is not only do you not live up to your own personal potential, but you spend your life doing more work than you should and never getting the results. And not only does it cost you, but it costs your family, your community, your employees or potential employees, that the team that you could and should be building, it costs them the teamwork or the team that they want to be on. So small businesses really transform communities, and with the hundreds of businesses that we serve, if you, even if we're just supposed to have 10 or 20 or 30 employees, that can make a huge difference on lives and families. So when we don't know how to supercharge our growth, we don't know how to lead, we don't know how to build a team that we were supposed to build, that, you know, us entrepreneurs, we are rare and we are put on this earth to do special things. And when we're not able to do that because we're working so hard, it really has a high cost, not just to you, but to your family and your whole community. So we're going to talk about that now so we can get, make sure that doesn't happen. So the first thing that kills people is they got this belief that working harder, Tamara says, I need this today. I am so glad. I always feel like it's always great when we talk to the right person at the right time. So the false thing is working harder equals supercharging your growth. Couldn't be further from the truth. The way that you're actually going to supercharge your growth is by doing the right things instead of doing more of the wrong things or any of the wrong things. So obviously cleaning is a good example of this. Hey, Megan, good to have you. So first and foremost, we supercharge our growth not by working more, but by doing the right things as opposed to doing more things or more of the wrong things or not enough of the wrong things. You've got to get over it. And that's the first piece. The second piece, and we're going to talk about mindset coming up, but a lot of people have this belief and it's hard to get them through. If they've been cleaning for 40 or 50 hours a week and they've been making, you know, two or three or four or five or six or, you know, less than 10 grand a month, and but they know that every hour I work, I make 30 bucks or 40 bucks or whatever it is, it's really hard to transition into, holy crap, I could create a system where I don't work at all and make the exact same money that I'm making now, but I don't have to do any of the work. A lot of times it's a mindset issue that holds us back. So we need to look at, not only do we change what we're doing, but we change about how we think about it. But first and foremost, we've got to kill this belief that I got to do more things and cultivate a belief I have to do the right things. Okay. Hey, Amanda, good to have you. So another thing that'll kill you is doing the right things, and we come to touch on this, is the complete solution, right? And this is such a guy, dude way of looking at stuff. And I thought this way for a lot of years, so I was guilty. A lot of the women, females get it more intuitively. But we have this belief, like, if I just tell me what to do, just tell me what to do. Everyone's a secret, right? And I think that's part of marketing's fault. You know, all these marketers are out there telling you, just give me money and we'll tell you the secret to this or the secret to that. Christy says that transition is hard in many ways. It's not, yeah. We can certainly walk you through the nuts and bolts of how to do it and what to do it and the systems and processes that work. But we also got to address the mindset and your beliefs, right? If you believe that this is too easy or it's not fair, I shouldn't be able to make it, this shouldn't be this easy, it's not fair that they're working and I'm getting paid, there's a lot of stuff we got to flesh out to make this work for you. Which comes to exactly what we're talking about, which is doing the right things will just fix it, right? Like, just give me the magic, just give me, you know, if that was the case, I would just, you know, have the magic words and we'd slide them over to you guys. And that would be the end of it. Denise says, hey, it's Denise from New Jersey. I'm here cleaning and almost 100% out of it because of you. Thank you, Denise. And I got to be, let's be fair. Denise is 100% out of cleaning because of Denise. You know, absolutely proud of the work that we do and the support and tools that we gave her. But at the end of the day, we can't make Denise do anything. So Denise, you are almost out of cleaning 100% because of you with our help, not the other way around. Okay. But appreciate you nevertheless. So yeah, we got to make sure that we're doing the complete solution, which is being the right person with the right system is the complete solution. So just tell me what to do and how to do it is a huge thing, right? If we don't have the right systems and processes to follow, we're going to get our teeth kicked in. But if we have the right systems and processes, but we're not the right person, that can really choke your growth, if not stop it altogether. So to supercharge your growth, you need to shift your focus from what to do to who you need to be. And it's so funny. That's the hard one. And no one wants to do that one because it's a lot easier. Just like, tell me who to call or what to, you know, everyone wants like a step-by-step, call this person, do this, do that. But if you show up wrong, whether you're calling or emailing or any marketing that we're doing or holding an interview or whatever you're doing, if we're not the right person, we're kind of showing up weak and scared and with a weak mindset, people are going to pick up on that, right? So it's really important that we don't just have the right systems. We're working on being the right person who is doing the right system. So you put those together, you've got the complete solution. If you just are the right person, but you know what to do, you're going to struggle. If you know what to do, but you're not the right who. So it's the what, the who, and the how. You got to get it all to succeed is the thing. And the problem is so many people think they can just figure out the right things to do and the right person to be. And truth be told, you can. I did. It just took me 20 years when it could have taken me 5, right? And it took me millions of dollars when I could have kind of learned from other people's mistakes and supercharged my growth, which is what we're talking about today. So the reality is you can kind of figure out what to do if you've got enough time and money to make enough mistakes on your own and you've got a high tolerance for being frustrated. You can figure out what to do as long as you're not in a rush. But to figure out who to be, you really need someone to model and hold you accountable. So that's where coaching comes in, right? So if another way to supercharge your growth is find a mentor that not only is living the life that you want to live and is getting the results that you want to get, but don't just ask that mentor. Don't just have that mentor help you with what he did and how he did it or she did it, because that's important. But how he or she, hey, Celia, good to have you, sister. Ola from California. But how she looks at things, how he or she approaches problems. Such a big difference. I think I was just telling this to my elite group yesterday. There are problems we'll go through. We're kind of at that $100,000 range, $50,000, you know, kind of getting out of cleaning, moving into having a company that works for us. There are problems that we can get overwhelmed with, right? Just setting up small processes and systems, forming an LLC, or just doing little day-to-day stuff, we can get overwhelmed and scared. When you've got a $1 million business, that just means you've got $1 million problems. So really important that we grow as a person. There is no shortcut, right? If we just put you in charge of a $1 million business, if you haven't built that $1 million muscle, you would fail. So really, hey, Andrew Enpew, I haven't seen him in a while. Montana representing. Good to have you, man. So we really want to work out that if you have enough time and money and patience, you can probably figure out what to do, but it's almost impossible to figure out how to do it without someone modeling you and holding you accountable and intentionally trying to help you with your mindset. So that's a big way to supercharge your growth is find a mentor and a model that's willing to show you here's how, not only what to do, but how to think. Harjun, hello from London, Canada, not London, England, I'm assuming. Shasti says, watching from Dallas area. Good stuff. What you need to hear today. Jenny from Orlando. I love the fact that I can go on live. Thank you, Facebook. And be able to talk to people all across the world. And love that it seems like this is what a lot of people are dealing with right now. So glad that the timing seems to be working. Okay. Another thing that we get is, and this will set you free, ladies, gentlemen, fellas. This belief that successful people never fail is just a kick in the teeth. It's a lie from the pit of hell, and it's not true. Not only do successful people fail, they fail better and they fail faster than unsuccessful people. I want to say that again because it's so freeing, but it can also be a little scary, right? Oh, there we go. John's like, hey, I'm from London, UK. So we've literally got John from London, UK, and Harry or Harjun from London, Canada. Good to know we've got both ends of the world. London's represented. John says, first live. Welcome, buddy. So yeah, we got to get out of the successful people never fail and transition to, not only do they fail better and faster than unsuccessful people. So if you'd like to supercharge your success, model people that have the results that you want and fail more intelligently, and move from failure to failure faster and with greater confidence, because you've got a mentor, you've got someone to hold you accountable who's been there and does that and can tell you this won't kill you. That's part of the fear of failing, right? I remember for the first time in my adult life, I went to the ER like 6 months ago. And honest to God, I was in a massive amount of pain. But more than that, I was afraid, am I dying? Is something really wrong? When I got to the ER and they were able to help me and I realized I wasn't going to die, it wasn't going to kill me, I was going to be okay, the pain was much more tolerable. So I think we're the same way with our business, in that if we're guessing and we don't know, is this challenge going to kill us? Is this going to be what puts us out? We don't have that confidence. It's really lonely and scary. But when we've got someone that's gotten the results that we want and kind of gone through what we've gone through, and they go, it's going to be okay. You can make it through. This isn't going to kill you. This isn't fatal. You can move faster through failures, which is really what successful people do. They fail faster and they fail smarter, right? They fail more intelligently. I constantly say the people that come to me for help are paying me so they can make smarter, better mistakes than the stupid mistakes that I've spent 20 years making. So we improve the quality and the quantity of the mistakes that we make, believe it or not, is a great way to supercharge your success and just move from failure to failure faster with greater confidence and with greater ease. And that's the muscle that you need to build, is failing. So some people want to become super successful in business and never fail. I've never met one. I don't think I ever will meet one. They don't exist. That's like the stand-up comic that's like, I want to get up and be great and I never want to bomb. I don't think it's possible. I think if you want to be an amazing stand-up comic, you first have to be a terrible state. You have to bomb. There's no way around it. Same with being a business owner. There's no way to just go from zero to success. And you find the most overnight success you can think of with speaking of Facebook or Google or any of that stuff. I promise you, they had so much stuff, Amazon, so much stuff they had to overcome to do it. Vicky says, North Yorkshire, UK. So we've got lots of UK representing. All right. The next way to supercharge your business is to get rid of the belief that I can't afford, because, and this ties right to having a mentor and failing faster and better and more effectively. Get out of this belief, you've got to kill it forever, that I cannot afford to invest in my business. And even worse, I can't afford to invest in myself. To a fault, I've always been a person that invested in my business. If it was computers or technology or anything I thought the business always got what it needed financially. And I always figured out a way. But when I was younger, I didn't look at myself that way. And I would be like, oh, the business needs a car, or the transmission in the car broke for the business, or I need an employee, or I need advertising, whatever the business need, I would pay for. And I'd always figure out a way to make it happen. When it came to investing myself, like, oh, I don't have money. I can't afford a coach or a mentor or a system or a process. The reality is, I learned, and this is how to supercharge your success, I couldn't afford not to, right? And let me give you an encouragement. And I got this actually, Randy Alcorn is a Christian author who's great. He has a book called The Treasure Principle, which if you have Christian beliefs, is awesome. And if you don't, still awesome, but some parts you may disagree with. So all that to say, he said he took his kid to the dump one day, and they stood literally on a pile, a heap of garbage, and looked over everything. And he said, son, look at every single thing here. There's cars, there's trinkets, there's everything the world would have. Hey, Sydney, good to have you. Hey, Vicky. Hey, John. Hey, Craigie. Craig is still here. One of my earliest first clients, Craig, in the house. I miss that dude. Out in New Jersey. Great guy if you ever get a chance to know Craig. Anyway, he surveyed everything and told his son, I think it's one of the wisest things I've heard. I'm going to make sure I bring up my boy this. He goes, every single one of those things that you see in the dump, somebody lovingly picked out, right? All the cars that you see are all primered and banged up and screwed up. At one point, somebody went to, Chassie says you can look that up. Yeah, it's Randy Alcorn's a great author, fiction and nonfiction. The book I'm talking about is Treasure Principle. And it's a little tiny book you can read in like an hour. It's fantastic. Okay, so he said everybody at some point, that was something they wanted and they saved up for, and it was shiny and bright and new, and they were so excited to take it home. And it all ends up here. Maybe it'll end up here in 20 years. Maybe it'll end up here in 120 years. But at some point, it's all going to end up here. So every single, the flat screen TV, the house, the car, everything, and, you know, even the house, you're like, that's not going to end up in the dump. They bulldoze those things. And guess where all that stuff goes? Right to the dump. So all the things that we buy are eventually going to end up in the dump 100% of the time. The only things that last are investments you make in yourself and in others. So that really helped me shift my mindset to I've got to buy things, to I've got to buy experiences, or I've got to invest in myself or other people. And I can create change that lasts beyond me, or at least lasts beyond the dump. So a good way to supercharge your growth is by investing yourself first, your business second, and then things third, because things will break and go away. But when we invest in our people, by the way, and it's funny, people get investing in training their people, but they don't invest in training themselves, which blows my mind. And my favorite saying on investing people is people come and ask me, well, what happens if I invest in my people and they leave? And the best answer to that is, well, what happens if you don't invest in your people and they stay, right? That's the worst thing. So we certainly want to invest in our people, but guess what? When we invest in ourselves, that's forever, right? Anything I buy is going to go, but any investment I make in myself is going to last at least until I die, right? Anything I get better, smarter, faster, more able to serve, I'll have that in this business, in life, in my marriage, in other businesses. So every investment you make in yourself can pay dividends till the end of time. Everything that you buy will end up at the junkyard at some time. So I would really encourage you to shift your mindset to that. The last big thing that we've got to kill to supercharge your growth is this belief that, Jesse said that made me laugh, good point, is successful people have different opportunities than I do. That's a killer. Well, that guy, he's older, he's smarter, he has more money, he's in a better market, he blah, 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 blah. There's a thousand things. The reality is, I absolutely, successful people have different opportunities than you have, agreed. But the problem is what happens after the comma. Successful people have different opportunities than I do. Therefore, I can't get the results that they got. That's when you kill yourself. The truth is successful people may have different opportunities that you have, different skills, different advantages. They also have different limitations that you don't have. Right? The one unifying difference between successful people and unsuccessful people isn't where they live, how much money they have, how old they are. It is their commitment and the way they look at what they're going to do. You can supercharge your business right now and your life by committing to getting away from, because I have this limitation, I don't have money, I'm young, I live in a bad city, my wife's not supportive, my husband's a drunk. Things got dark. Sorry. But any of that stuff, because I have these, I can't succeed. Almost impossible to overcome that as a coach with all the right systems and all the right mindset work and all the encouragement. We change that to, because I've got this limitation or that limitation, I'm going to have to do X, Y, and Z to succeed. So we move from, because I've got this limitation, I guess I can't have what I want. And we have to move to, because I've got this limitation, I'm going to have to do X, Y, or Z to get the results that I want. So we have to move from, I'd like to get that result if it's possible, and internalize it to, I will have that result. And if I have to do this, that, and the other to get there, when someone else may not have to work so hard or do as much, so be it. The good news is, so let me just sum up, because once you've got all these, holy heck, are you ready to succeed? So let's do it. I'm just a quick recap. If working harder is not the answer, supercharge your growth by doing the right things instead of doing more things. Just doing the right thing isn't enough. You need to be the person with the right system and you are the right person with the right system. That will supercharge your growth. Stop trying to figure this crap out. And find someone that's done that and is willing to model it for you so you can actually see what it looks like from someone that's successful and hold you accountable. Supercharge your growth by finding a mentor who's been there and done that. Change your attitude from successful people don't fail, and if I fail, I'm failing, to successful people fail better and faster. How can I have more failures more often and go more quickly from failure to failure and fail more intelligently? That will supercharge your growth. Supercharge your growth moving from I can't afford to invest in myself to the number one investment I should be making that is going to have the longest lifetime return on your investment is investing in yourself and your people. And then finally, kill that belief that successful people have different opportunities than I have and adopt the belief of, because I have these certain opportunities, these limitations, my success might have to look like this. Once you do all those things, you will not only succeed in this business, you will succeed in every business, and not to mention life. This is really good for kids, for spousal relations, for any relationships. These are all healthy attitudes to adopt, and they will crush it for you in business. If you are going, this all seems like crap, none of this is helpful, I am probably not the right guy, we cannot help you, However, if you go, oh my gosh, this guy is laying, I'm picking up what he is laying down, I need more of this, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. That's where we have all of the resources. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of broadcasts. The best place to start is the complimentary on-demand training. It's totally free, right on the homepage. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. Check out all the stuff. Take action. Decide to get the mentor and the stuff that we do. There's not even anything for sale on that website. It's just a bunch of amazing information that can help. Enjoy that, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.